Welcome, welcome everybody to the Worldwide Knicks podcast. We are back, and we are back, but we are back to a special edition because this is New York Knicks playoff basketball edition. This is not a normal edition. This is get hype edition. Come on. Let's go. This is playoffs. The 2 seed, 50 win New York Knicks are heading into the playoffs, and we don't know how it will end up. Let's get hype, but let's get hype in the New York Knicks fashion. But I'm hype. I'm very hype. I don't know if you can tell, Alex. Sorry. How are you feeling?
Yeah. Monday I'm evening. Hyped. I'm hyped, but I'm,
yeah,
I'm not that hyped.
Come on.
We're not really hyped. Yeah. I was yesterday. Yeah, I loved that game yesterday. It was good. As much as I'd like the team to have rested a bit, you know, I mean, we've got pretty much a week off now, so plenty of time for ice baths and recovery and all that sort of stuff, you know. The Bulls put up a fight, unlike pretty much every other team that was playing yesterday. So it was fun. It was a fun game to watch. So yeah, it's nicer watching that as a game, you know, no pressure game. We'd rather have a game that was close and competitive than some of the blowouts that were going on yesterday. So, but we at least know that the game's on Saturday, game one. Don't know if you saw that.
Just
no time it's yet. See if we get the European friendly time on Saturday, or we get the one in the morning or something.
It doesn't matter. It's playoffs. I'm staying up again watching all of these playoffs. I'm staying up. I don't care. How are you not hyped as I am? We haven't seen a 50-win season since Carmelo Anthony was still playing for the Knicks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't want to get into that season too much because we know how that ended dramatically. With Roy Hibbert. Different time, different period.
Bit of a story about that. I can't remember if I've told you this before, but when that Indiana series I was flying back from somewhere. I think it might have been actually, I think I was flying back from Vegas. And the game was on while we're in the airport. And there was the Roy Hibbert block game, and about 10 minutes before the end of the game, they called the plane. So I got onto the plane in Vegas and didn't know the result of the game until I landed in London like 10 hours later or something. So I was just like, oh my God, what's going on? And then I switched on my phone and, you know, in London, and it just, I was like, oh,
and
shit.
You smashed it on the And you smashed it, right? Yeah. And you smashed it on the floor. Why?
Yeah. So I didn't see the block live. I didn't see it live, but I had to turn my phone off.
You didn't miss anything special. Yeah. Let me tell you that. It was not worth watching that block. No, stop talking about this block. Let's stop it. This is a new season.
Did Roy Hibbert not just disappear off the face of the planet after that as well?
He used everything he had for that block. He used everything. Yeah. After that, he became a cone, a traffic cone. He was all over.
As he landed from the block, he just said, "I'm retired.
I'm done. I have the highlight for the rest of my life, so it's done." But you mentioned last, I blocked Carmelo Anthony and screwed Knicks fans once more. But you were mentioning last night's game, and it was a great game. Once again, how incredibly good is Jalen Brunson? How is he that good?
Consistently good.
I mean, amazing, 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 amazing.
He's not efficient, though, remember, according to...
Yeah, he is not.
So, well, and to you,
Yeah, so Sharp says he's not efficient. Stephen A. Smith is saying Grimes is playing well off the bench for the Knicks. So it's tell me you don't watch the games without telling me. This is basically it. I mean, it's
he's one of the most efficient guards in the league. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know,
nah, he's.
I never watch these programs. Like, I generally don't. Like, any Stephen A. stuff I see on Twitter, you know, it's all clips on Twitter, and I never actually sit down and watch these things. It's just brain dead. What's the point?
Yeah, especially when it's about the Knicks, it's destroying something, or it's an informed shit that he says something about the Knicks. Now he'll be all hype. He's been all hype in the TV shows. As soon as the Knicks lose one game, he's gonna pick someone else to win the series. And speaking of series, so the Knicks finished the 2 seed, as I alluded in the beginning while I was hyping Alex, but I failed. Knicks finished the 2 seed, and we'll have to wait for our opponent after the play-ins end. And so the play-ins, or we will face, are either the Sixers or the Heat. So we're not going to – well, it's the playoffs, so we're never going to have a good time. It's the playoff. The best teams are in here, but it could have been a little bit friendlier to us. Sixers and the Heat are not easy cookies for the Knicks.
Yeah.
Or any team, basically. So, well, the Knicks and the Celtics don't have, have their work cut out here with, Heat or the Sixers, and then Hawks or Bulls, but, let's say it's Sixers and the Heat. I mean, do you prefer any of them? Are you?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the big question that's being asked over the last, the last day. But
last few hours, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with what's left over from last year's playoffs, you know, I'd love another shot at the Heat. But, you know, whether it happens in the first round or the second round doesn't really matter to me. I'd love to have another go at them. I think, you know, the team's vastly different from last year. And just, I mean, Heat's obviously changed a bit as well. But the, you know, I think, you know, our kind of downfall last year was, you know, a lack of consistent quality shooting. And I think... you know, that's largely been rectified, you know, with the signings that they brought in. We've also got the, you know, the Anunoby factor, who could match up against Butler and cover against Bam. You know, like there's loads of stuff. I think the Knicks match up better than they did during last year's playoffs. So, yeah, I'd love another shot of them, and I don't really... And I've said this multiple times on Twitter over the last few days. I just don't get the point of, you know, what the Cavs did yesterday and just running scared. You know, as soon as you show teams that you're trying to avoid them, you know, that just shows you up for what you are. You're just a soft franchise. That, I mean, we showed the Cavs up for being soft last year, and doesn't seem to be that anything's changed. You know, they're now running scared of other teams in the conference, do you know? And it's just, you know, just you need to come up against the best if you want to win, do you know? And you know, what's the point of hiding from it? But I mean, we've obviously got two tough teams, but you know, Embiid's obviously battling injury just now. He came back and now he's off again. Yes, he should be healthy for the playoffs, but who's to say he won't break down again? And again, I think we've matched up pretty well against him. You know, we've got Mitch and Hartenstein to throw at him. We've got Anunoby to throw at him if he's out in the perimeter. And yeah, and we've got a winning record against them this season, 3-1. So yeah, why not? So either way, I don't think either game's matchup's going to be easier or more difficult than the other. So I think we just need to see how it goes on, was it Wednesday, isn't it?
I think it, it I thought it was tomorrow. But you're right. It's Wednesday. Yeah.
I think it's
April 17th. Yeah. You're right.
I think I'm almost glad that we don't have a shot at the Bulls at the moment. The Bulls have given us almost as hard a game as any team in the last week or so. So
true. We haven't been we don't make easy games. We just slug it out and win them. It's basically what we're doing right now. And I absolutely agree with the notion of, well, it's the playoffs. In order to win, you need to play the best. No point in running right away. No, why? Why are you running from a team? You have to beat them to reach the top. There's no other way around it. I mean, obviously you can avoid a better team, but the Cavs are actually facing the Magic. I don't know how better that is.
It's not. I mean, yeah, I totally agree.
I wouldn't like to face the Magic, to be honest. I would rather not face the Magic. But we do have guys. We're a different team, especially with Anunoby playing and DiVincenzo, who's been tremendous for us. But defensively, we're much more secure in that sense of guarding multiple positions. And I don't know. I mean, I look at the Sixers, and Embiid is a question mark. We don't know what we're going to get from him.
Mm-hmm.
In this run, because he's obviously coming back from injury. And Anunoby is coming back as well, and Mitch, but they're playing their impact is not as great as Embiid for the Sixers.
Yeah.
No, it's very, very different. And
famous last words, but Max is a very, 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 very good player, but he's not somebody that like drives total fear into you, do you know, like that's going to absolutely destroy you. That's Embiid. That's down on Embiid. So I think we can manage Maxi and just see how we do against Embiid.
I mean, we're a team that I don't think anyone wants to play with us as well. So it's, I think the Celtics are kind of glad that they can only play us in the conference finals as well, not earlier, mm-hmm. because even if we lose, because I think the Celtics are, you can see that we're the second seed when we're 14 wins down from the Celtics. It's amazing the season they had.
Yeah.
But and maybe the Celtics look at this, they do not want to play the Heat. They much rather play the Celtics, the Sixers. Yeah.
Or the Bulls or the Hawks. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm talking Sixers Heat all the time because it's not the team they want to win tomorrow is the Heat because they do not want to face the Heat.
What a matchup that would be in round one though.
Even crazy. With us, man. I mean, it's not that I fear the Heat, but it's like the Heat are a matchup that's harder and you're going to fight more and we're going to take more out of you physically. We saw that last year where they were aggressive, and this year they were aggressive, so aggressive they got Julius Randle off the season. I don't know if it was obviously it's not on purpose, but it was against the Heat because they play physical just like we do, so it's a very physical matchup.
Well, that's the other problem with playing the Heat is, you know, the kind of injury concern, somebody like Brunson or Anunoby, that's your season done. So, but again, you can't go into a game like that. You just have to trust that, you know, the refs finally call dirty plays against the Heat. So, and
don't even. It's like it. I know I've been critical a lot of refs, but we can't go into the playoffs like, oh, let's see if the refs do better. No, the refs do what they always do. It's what they do. It's up to us to come up with the main issue is they're going to play us differently than what any team played us in the regular season, and that they're going to double Brunson and try and stop him. Because the way we struggle sometimes games is when they're able to take Brunson off the game. Well, not always, because Brunson has been amazing. He's been MVP caliber in an MVP caliber season, so he's been tremendous. But when it's the minutes where he's not playing and he's not being as effective out there because he's being guarded differently. Mm-hmm. And it's we saw those games where DiVincenzo's shot is not falling and Josh Hart is doing not the good Josh Hart like things. And we need those guys to be effective as well to help Brunson. This is the main thing. And I'm sure Brunson will continue his level of play, which has been tremendous again. That's another thing. I will jump right into this because it's the disrespect Jalen Brunson is getting this season in the MVP vote ladder. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. He is behind guys who finished ninth in the regular season. It's a bonus with the Kings. I mean, he's playing amazingly, but he's ninth. And the Suns, who finished sixth, have two MVP guys in the ladder. Yeah. I mean, it's the disrespect of being a New York Knicks. It's
going to take a few. Well, it's also, I think, a bit of disrespect in Brunson's case, just where he was drafted. You know, he's just kind of came into the league and look at his shadow a bit. The kind of media is just not quite, apart from Kendrick Perkins, I think, you know, the media is taking
our boy,
taking its time to kind of catch up and really realize how great he's been. So it's maybe just going to take a couple of years before he gets that respect.
What more does he need to do?
Exactly. Well, I mean, that's we watch every game, obviously. The certainly these kind of talking heads guys don't seem to be watching any games based on some of the comments coming out this week. So I'd say it's just going to take a bit of time just to get to the point where they can't ignore it anymore.
It's ignoring Brunson. Okay, let's think about why they normally ignore a player from this type of talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-off season in the regular season. It's not. Brunson has been doing it. He's been doing it. He had been doing it for the Mavs while Luka mm-hmm. was out. He was playing well, and he's not. He doesn't play the same way in the playoffs. He did 2 years in a row with the Mavs and then the Knicks. He mm-hmm. beat Donovan Mitchell. He with dominated the series. Exactly, with two different teams. He's been doing it in the playoffs as well. He brought this Knicks team to the second round for the first time. Because last year Randall was injured. This year he's injured again. He's not even playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That postponing the surgery to see if he could return did not pan out for the Knicks, which is a shame.
Yeah.
But he carried us to the second seed. He carried us to 50 wins for the first time in 10 or 11 years or whatever it is. So he should get some respect. He doesn't seem shook about it. He just plays his game. He got the All-Star this year. He's been playing amazingly. If he is not All-NBA, it's going to be a shame. Let's call it a shame.
Because of his positionless now, he'll definitely get into the second team All-NBA, but the question is whether he gets in the first team, which means likely that Tatum would be out of it. And to be perfectly honest, I know a lot of people have been arguing stats between Tatum and Brunson, but to have, you know, a team like the Celtics, as much as we hate them, having one of the all-time great seasons, you can't have not one player. And, you know, you've got to have a representative almost in there.
That's true.
I would have him probably sixth, which is
second NBA.
So. Yeah,
it's possible.
I feel he just needs to be doing it, and it's not me being a hater or anything. I'm just taking, you know, my realistic goggles on, yeah, and just looking at the big picture. So, although Doris Burke thought that Brunson should get in ahead of Giannis, so doing a commentary, but that, yeah, that's not gonna.
It's Giannis is, it's that thing that we always discuss this more, and Omar, shout out to Omar. He actually said many times it's the repetition, and people get tired of seeing the same player doing the same things, sure, getting into those positions, right? So yeah. It's, for example, it's I was just checking today. I was checking because I was talking to some NBA with the fellows at work. And we're just checking Clippers, and we're checking Westbrook stats. He's averaging 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists with 20 minutes off the bench. That's six-man role. So that's,
yeah,
that's any other player, any other year would get sixth man of the year probably for doing that.
Yeah.
But Westbrook has done it so many times, averaging triple-doubles.
Sure.
And he's not getting value from that again.
Yeah.
So it's their repetition gets old. So I get the comments on Doris Burke from Doris Burke, but I don't think
she was actually basing it on the fact of seeding, and saying that because the Bucks had dropped below the Knicks, then in the standings that should mean that Brunson gets in ahead of them. But I was like, nah. You've got to base it on something better than that.
It's because the rules are not set. Seeding matter as much or not? Is it stats? Is it seeding? It's a combination of both. What is it? Because Brunson with a second seed, and the stats he has, percentages and everything, the efficiency he's been showing, he deserved more credit for what he's doing this season.
Yeah,
and I feel just like right now at the end is getting some recognition.
Yeah.
Because he was never top 10.
Well, the conversation was, is he top 50 player at the start of the season? Then it was like, is he top 25? It's now, he is definitely top 10. And it's like, is he top 5 now? So, I mean, he's taken a bit of a leap this year, but he was consistently fantastic last season as well. But I think the jump in the kind of recognition is just because people are kind of waking up to it now. You know, we've known he's been like this for over a year now. But yeah, I think the media are just finally kind of actually thinking, well, maybe this guy is as good as everybody says, you know.
It's just listening to you say, you started saying that Brunson took a leap this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you follow that with he was amazingly consistent, or he was how do you phrase it? He was amazing last year consistently, and he took a leap this year.
Yeah.
And I don't remember we could be able to talk about this from a New York Knicks player. So I was just listening, and I was in awe. Just he's ours.
Yeah.
We made a move for him, and we got an amazing player. I was just
I think a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of people bash him for whatever, but you know, since Melo, I mean, Melo had that kind of aura about him, you know, that just kind of star quality, you know. And I think Brunson's, you know, next, you know. And I think Melo should have worked out a lot differently the Knicks. But I really hate the way people kind of bash him now, you know, just that kind of, you know, he's one of the greatest scorers of all time, you know, and, you know, it didn't work out in the Knicks, but I don't think that was 100% to do with him. So
absolutely not. No, it's absolutely not with him. And it's more like the way it ended, because it ended so meh.
It happens.
Nothing through that tenure. Nothing spectacular happens, and he brought up a lot of issues with the Knicks. Not not him per se, but him being here brought a lot of issues, because the main talk is, if we have a star in New York, other guys will want to come to New York.
Yeah.
And that never happened. That never happened because the New York Knicks were a total mess. We were always a mess. And now, and so we built this team in a different way. Like, people gave a lot of shit to Leon Rose and for not doing anything, and Roy West for not doing anything. But they cleaned house. They cleaned our face. Guys now want to see the Knicks as a possibility because we are so good. Okay, this is a team I can go to and be successful.
Yeah, like, I mean, look at the atmosphere in the Garden yesterday. For a game that didn't really matter, you know. Yes, we're going to get 50 wins. Yes, we could have got the second seed, but you're like, grand scheme of things,
it mattered to the name, to us, and it mattered that 50 win thing, that second seed. How long have we been in that situation? And this to me, it was something getting 50 wins, finally getting that. To that 50 win threshold. And last year was we did not know what to expect, if we were making the playoffs or the play-ins, and we were good. Some people say we punched above our weight a bit. Looking this season, I think we were perfectly around our weight. And this year, because it's a thing of that Brunson leap, because a lot of people said that Brunson was that and he wouldn't be any better. That Brunson leap. And especially finishing this season, again, the second seed win 50 wins with all that happened this year. Because there was a lot of quote-unquote drama surrounding the Knicks. All the trades, the kids being gone, Anunoby coming in and then getting injured, Randall being out for the rest of the year, Mitchell Robinson being almost the entire year, but he was out as well. So there was a lot of things. And to me, I look at this and we're seeing this team as a second seed, but we didn't see the finished product. We couldn't see it because there was always pieces missing.
Yeah.
We still haven't seen Mitchell Robinson playing with OG and Randall with Brunson and DiVincenzo or whoever plays to fit in. We haven't seen that.
Yeah.
So I mean, we don't know.
Don't forget that since the start of the season, we've effectively moved out three of our best six players. Do you know, with, you know, RJ Quickly and Grimes, you know, that's two starters and our sixth man have gone. Yes, they've been replaced, obviously, but that's quite a turnover of a roster to keep. And then if you add on top the injuries, you know, it's miraculous that they've managed to finish the season as they have.
Yeah, that's why it mattered. It's people can make fun of the Knicks because finishing the second seed, 50 wins, and they're celebrating like this. Yeah, we can celebrate. We should celebrate this. Mm-hmm. I know some people will say like, the playoffs are the success. But this is a step in the right direction.
Sure, sure.
I mean, we talked about how Burks and Bogdanović, both of them were not working. Bogdanović is improving a lot this last couple of weeks. Burks is, what the fuck is Burks doing? It's okay. It did not work with Burks. I don't know what the Pistons are still in him. Like you said the other week, the Pistons are getting away from Bogdanović finally. But Burks is
with Bogdanović, I think, you know, it's been an adjustment to him. And guy's used to being a starter most of his career. And this kind of sixth man, seventh man role is taking a bit of adjusting to him rhythm-wise. You know, he's a shooter, you know, and shooters need rhythm. And It's just taking time, you know. I think hopefully by the playoff time, he's kind of ready to go in that kind of off the bench sharpshooter role. We don't really need him to do any more than that. He's I'm nervous watching him when he's trying to dribble about and playmake and things like that. And I think the Knicks are a good team, and just, you know, focusing on your role, not trying to go too far off, try and be the hero. You know, like he just looks like that kind of reliable shooter from the wing. And you know, now that we've got some guys back, then hopefully he can just settle into that role a bit better.
This team looks like everybody knows their role. That's the thing. Everybody knows what to do, knows what to expected of them, and they do it. Most nights they do it. You could tell, but I'm excited for these playoffs. I don't know. I'm trying to, because the main issue, and we talked about this briefly. The main thing is Julius Randle will not play this year. Play this playoff series. And as much as people say that he did not prove anything in the playoffs, and they're kind of true, because he was never the first year. We know it was we were completely unmatched, outclassed by the Hawks, and then the injuries coming in. So we don't know what to expect from Julius Randle, but having him on the floor is always better than not having him. That's clear. As much as people want to say that he's a Brunson's playing that well because Randle is not on the floor. I mean, they were playing pretty well before the injury with Ananobi already in the team. They were playing pretty well. We were playing amazingly. So we went on the run, right? Consecutive wins. I don't know how many they were, but it was with Randle as well. So
just a quick thing, Rafa. I've just noticed. Go ahead. Stat-wise, and so in the last 8 seasons, Bogdanović has only not started one game, and that was this year in Detroit. He's obviously not started any games with the Knicks, but he started 27 out of 28 with Detroit, and then the 7 seasons before that, he started every game with Utah and Detroit and Indiana. So it's taken time for him to adjust, and I think it's been the criticism's been a bit unfair, because I think he's been asked to do a lot more off the bench than he's capable of, just with the injuries. And I think just now, especially with Ananobi back, I think he's just settling into his role just nicely in time for the playoffs.
I mean, but he's still, well, he's given us in some games what we want from him, which is 3-point shooting. Yeah. Another option from 3-point shooting. My issue is really if not having Randle affects us in the playoffs or not. It's my concern.
Yeah.
The doubles will be coming and everything. With how Brunson responds to that in the playoffs, because the game will be much, much different.
I think he's been so good at it lately. Whether that's down to him, whether it's down to Tibbs, play calling and things like that, he's escaping out of double teams so well. His assist numbers are up. He's getting doubled a lot, but then teams are going away from the double very quickly because he's. I mean, he's a smart player, you know, and I think, you know, that was always criticism of Randle when he was, especially in that Atlanta series where he was getting double teamed, and you know, he was just taking half a second too long to make a decision, and he was just getting swamped. I think the team as a whole has just got so much better with that from that respect, but Brunson especially is. It's been brilliant at it recently.
Yeah, let's see how it goes, basically. Maybe it's the traumatized Knicks fan in me just doubting. But I'm hyped. And I think we're going to have success in these playoffs. I think we're going to advance. I don't think we're going to stay in the first round. We need to go at least to the second round to make it at least okay. It was not worse than last year, but I really hope. And I, one of the guys I was discussing with NBA today, he's a Celtics fan, so he's really happy. And we were talking about how the East should be Knicks and Celtics in the conference finals. But it's not the first round that really scares me. We need to go through that. But if we go through that first round, we'll get either the Bucks or the Pacers. And playoff, I'm thinking that playoff Bucks will be different than regular season Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Playoffs will bring another level to many of these teams around the league, like especially some teams from the West, like Suns and Mavericks and Clippers. They will get into another gear as well. Even the Nuggets and the Timberwolves will try it differently. Maybe not the Timberwolves, but teams who have been successful in the playoffs will bring another gear. Right, getting into these playoffs. My God, and so Bucks in the second round potentially is the thing that might scare me, because Giannis will live up to his name. His big name, Antetokounmpo. So, it's a thing that scares me. It's the second round. Not speaking already at the second round, because again, we need to make it through the first round before that. But looking at the Bucks is the Bucks right there is that would be a true test, the Bucks to me.
I think playoff experience counts for a lot more than people give it credit for. Obviously, having already won the title, and apart from Jrue Holiday, that team's pretty intact. I think up against the Pacers, who don't have that experience other than their coach. And I guess Siakam now as well. So I think experience is going to count in that one. I could see the Bucks winning that. So, but once you get to the second round, the gloves are off. You just take what you're given, and it's going to be a tough series no matter what. So, bring it on. Imagine we could win a trip by beating the Heat, the Bucks, Heat, the Celtics, Bucks and then the Celtics. Nuggets. Heat, Bucks, Celtics, Nuggets to win the chip. That'd be nice.
That's your prediction. Heat, Bucks, Celtics, and I don't know, man. I really don't know if this is not Celtics year. As much as I like the Knicks to win, if the Celtics fumble this year, it's gonna be hard, and especially because you said his name, Jrue Holiday. Being with the Celtics is such a difference maker to me. Sure. I think it changed that team. The Bucks trading away Jrue Holiday and letting him just go to the Celtics, it's ridiculous. It was not great. They made the Celtics so much better, and this Celtics team is this year ring or bust, because I don't know if they're going to be able to keep everybody. And when I say everybody, I say Jalen Brown, if Jalen Brown is going to stay with the Celtics. But we'll get to that. We can just go around the league, just seeing the rest of the game. So let's go to the 9 and 10 play-in fight between the Bulls and the Hawks. I actually have no idea what to expect of this game. Bulls and Hawks. Like, they're two. The Bulls can play like they did against the Knicks, and then they can play horribly, horribly, horribly. And then the Hawks are in with 36 wins this year.
Trey Young's back, but they gave up 157 points yesterday. So,
Trey Young is not going to help your defense. That's for sure. But plus it's
eight turnovers for Trey Young yesterday. Yeah.
I'm so glad that the Knicks did not trade for Deontay Murray, because it's not his fault, but we're so much better served than with Deontay Murray. And yep. I like Deontay Murray. I know, don't want to disrespect him like this, but I don't know what to expect. This Hawks team, right? They just traded away so many guys. They made all the moves, and it looks like they made all the wrong moves.
Yep.
I mean, Kevin Herter is playing well with the Kings. He had some success last year in the playoffs as well. They traded away Collins as well, who they could use. They're so in no man's land. I actually think the Bulls can beat the Hawks in this game. Mm-hmm. Unless Trae Young has one of his games, because it's a one-off game and can happen.
I mean, just watching the Bulls in the last three games against them, you know, they're playing well. I know they don't have LaVine, but they're more than capable of beating the Hawks. So I would definitely pick them.
So they are...
it's in Chicago, isn't it?
I think it's in Chicago. Yeah, I was just checking. So they only played three games this year. Okay. And the Bulls won twice against the Hawks. Yeah. So I don't know what to expect from that. But I think that it's going to be the Bulls going through.
Yeah.
We discussed. We don't really know who get the 76ers and the Heat can move on. But then they have the other game, so we don't know who the Celtics are going to play. But then there's the fourth and fifth seed, which we kind of mentioned already, against the Cavs and the Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, the Cavs have something to prove this year. Because after last year, they were destroyed by the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
After so much hype around the Cavs, and the Magic, they want to prove something as well. But it's a different trying to prove. They're in a different spot, different situation, and the playoff nerves can kick in, playoff experience, like you mentioned. But I don't know. I'm inclined of saying the Magic are gonna go through.
I'm obviously hoping that the Magic go through. I hope that the Cavs get their comeuppance for what they did yesterday. I love Banchero as a player. He just looks like a star in the making. Great, great player. Franz Wagner's great player. They've got some really nice pieces. Good defensive team, just terrible shooting team, and obviously really inexperienced. So, you know, does that count? But yeah, they can certainly be bullied, like we showed last year. And the Magic have the players to bully a team, you know. So, you know, it's maybe my heart ruling my head a little bit, but I would pick the Magic in that one as well.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a long series. I think that could go the distance, that one.
That's true. And the Magic have a very interesting team going forward. Yeah. I don't know. They always give us trouble, so I'm glad that we won't only catch them in the conference finals if it comes to that. So yeah. I'm glad we don't have to face them before that. So Bucks Pacers, I think we both agree that the Bucks are going probably going through because of the playoff experience, and hopefully,
it also depends on Giannis as well. But
that's what I was going to say, man. Yeah,
all the reports are that he's not too bad. So, I think
Even if he's not too bad, he's still a hell of a player. I mean, yeah. he's Giannis. Come on,
and technically as well against that Pacers defense, he should, you know, it didn't show up in the big moment in the tournament thing, whatever it's called, the Vegas tournament.
Oh yeah, there was that tournament. I didn't even remember that.
So that I was really surprised at how Giannis didn't just destroy the Pacers any time he wanted. But I'm sure he's learned a few things from that, and he should be able to expose them the way they're set up at the moment. So. But it depends what Halliburton turns up, I think, because he's not been great since he was injured earlier this year. So see if he turns up.
Let's be honest. It depends on Obi Toppin. Come on. Hitting those corner threes. I kid. But I'm not looking forward to this bit because this Western Conference is something else. Again, it's something else again. So let's just go from the bottom to the top. Yeah. So first play-in game between the 9th and 10th seed. Same record, 46 wins and 36 losses. The Kings and the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. So they faced each other again after last year in the playoffs. They're facing themselves again. I think that the Kings might go through. I think it's over for the Warriors in the playoffs. I don't see them. I still love Stephen Curry, but he's 35, and 34 to 35, and Klay Thompson is as well because of the injuries as well. Has a shell. Draymond Green is not there to play basketball. I think it's over for the Warriors. I think the Kings are going to go through and play the winner of the loser of the other game, which is I don't know. Well, do you think Kings are going through as well? Right?
I'm going to take the Kings. Yeah, I'd take the Kings with that one. Yeah, the other one being the Lakers and the Pelicans.
Oh my God! In that game, man.
So just reading there that LeBron is listed as probable, but Anthony Davis is questionable for that. So
So Anthony Davis took that fall yesterday. That shove from Larry Nance Jr. I mean, I'm not saying it's on purpose, but sometimes you got to read the room. But it's a game, but no need to push a guy like that. I mean, you can make a different play. I mean, it was not nice. And Anthony Davis is obviously has back problems, and falling like that does not help. So with all those questions surrounding the two Lakers stars, I'm picking the Pelicans. Unless LeBron goes LeBron and Anthony Davis is actually good to play, I don't know if they can beat the Pelicans.
Yeah.
I think the Pelicans are going to go through.
They just played yesterday, of course. The Lakers had 70 points at halftime.
With Anthony Davis.
I'm torn between that one, actually.
It's not easy.
Again, going back to the experience thing, but obviously the Lakers have got all the experience in the world, so Pelicans have very
little. Too much experience.
I don't know if I fully trust the Pelicans. Yeah. So I'd say if it certainly looks like LeBron's going to play.
Obviously he's going to play.
I'll go with the Lakers, but I'll go the Lakers in that one.
You'll go the Lakers. And Pelicans and Kings, like we picked the Kings, for who do you think is going through, Kings or Pelicans?
No, Kings and Warriors. So yeah, I'll pick the Kings.
No.
Also after the...
After. So the Kings, imagine if the Kings beat the Warriors, they'll play the loser of Pelicans, Lakers. And since you picked the Lakers, you think that the Kings beat the Pelicans?
Yeah.
So you are not hyped about the Pelicans at all. Tell me the truth. You're just trying to get Zion to New York, right?
I do love Zion.
Zion to New York. This is what you want to do. Okay.
Did you see the Kings and Pelicans played the other day as well? And somebody threw a chicken wing onto the court towards Zion.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's come on. He will never outlive that thing. It's kind of like Zebo, Zach Randolph. He was a bit larger, and so he chicken wings. So you're picking the Kings to beat the Pelicans because you're a Pelican hater. You don't like animals.
Kings and Lakers to qualify then.
Kings and Lakers. So, and the Lakers would face the Nuggets. Okay, and so the Kings would face the Thunder. That's a fun matchup. Imagine, let's go to the other games. These two in the middle are really toughies. I'm skipping because Nuggets, Lakers, and Thunder, Kings, I'm picking the Thunder and the Nuggets. I don't think the Lakers would be able to, like last year or 2 years ago, I don't even remember. They can't fight the Nikola Jokic. It's just impossible. Yeah, so it's just the one seed and the two seed would just win. Maybe the Thunder would have a little bit more trouble with the Kings. So the other games. Let's go. I don't even know where to start because I don't know the answer. I'll let you answer first these two.
Yeah.
So Timberwolves.
Okay.
There were 56-26 against the three seed, the Timberwolves, against the sixth seed, Phoenix Suns. I don't know. Is experience the thing?
In this case, I'm saying no. If you mean experience
okay.
I'm going to Timberwolves for that one.
You're even with without Towns.
Is he out?
He's out, right? Is he not? I thought he was. Am I crazy? I thought he was out. Yeah, he's out. He's
out the whole playoff, so.
He's set to return to court prior to the regular season end, but he had a surgery, meniscus knee surgery. So I don't know how can he play back from this injury in 4 weeks. This is he will not be a 100%.
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. He's not going to be 100%. And I don't know if that will be the deciding factor, if Anthony Edwards will be overmatched here against the Suns.
Yeah.
But you're picking Timberwolves, right?
Fine. And funnily enough, the Suns played the Timberwolves.
Yeah, they all play themselves.
Warm-up games.
Yeah, it's like the previews. It's like the previews. I don't know.
So Towns played yesterday. Didn't play particularly well, but he played.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Okay, I'll still go there. I like the Wolves team. I think they've got a much better blend than they had, much better balance than they had a couple of years ago and last year. I think Conley's making a big difference for them as well. And obviously Gobert does Gobert things, and Edwards is looking fantastic. So yeah, I'm going there. I don't trust the Suns.
You don't trust the Suns.
Although I saw yesterday that Isaiah Thomas of ex Celtics fame is getting minutes for the Suns now after being out of the league. So
yeah, how crazy is that? The comeback kid.
Yep,
he's the comeback kid, basically. I don't know. It's weird. This game and the next one, it's really, really, really tough. I don't know. I don't know if the Suns
again. Clippers and Mavs. Oh wait. Oh no, that one.
Yeah, that one is even worse to me. I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you. I think it's going to go the Suns' way.
Yep.
Because Karl Anthony Towns won't be 100%, and the Suns and they're finally all playing Booker, playing very well. Obviously, Booker, Durant, and Bradley Beal. They're still very hard. It's a big three, and it's still very hard to stop them.
Yeah.
When the three of them play, which is rare, but they'll play in the playoffs.
Did you see the weird stat? Did you see the weird stat that they've got the worst record in the league in fourth quarter? The Suns, the worst team in the league in the fourth quarter. Like even it's worse than the Pistons and
the. I mean, it's.
But you're thinking with like Booker and none of those. You're like
Booker's not. Is Booker a closer? That type of guy, closer in the heat of the moment.
I would say Yeah, he's just a scorer. More,
yeah, but I think it was those big moments. It was always Chris Paul coming out more, and as well while playing in the Warriors, those big shot moments. It weren't, well, some of them were Durant, but it was more Curry to me. I have a feeling. Maybe I'm just talking
Durant. Yeah, he scored the shot over LeBron. Remember to win the title.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean,
those shots, but
yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just talking. I have that feeling. He's certainly capable of hitting them, and Booker as well. He hit one of those against the Knicks, so I'm not the one to talk. So they're able to, but again, playoff pressure versus regular season pressure is different. I can't say this enough. But yeah, I think I'm going to pick the Suns still. The Suns, the Timberwolves. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. Of series, I don't know. I think this can go six or seven, the one coming up, which is the fourth seed Clippers and the Mavs. Oh, God, 51 wins for the Clippers, 50 wins for the Mavs. I mean, Clippers and Mavericks, I'm surprised at how well it worked between Kyrie and Doncic with the Mavs.
Yep.
I thought it would end up in flames for the Mavs, but.
Yep,
he resigned there, Kyrie, and seems happy there, playing in their the 15th in the Western Conference. It's something.
But as well as they've retooled with after losing Porzingis, they've retooled after losing Brunson for nothing. As much as I dislike the Mavs, you can't not be impressed by how they've kind of recovered from those moves. You know, the Porzingis deal is still. Well, I mean, I know it's going to happen this summer, but you know, it's still out there with the Knicks. Do you know, like the draft pick situation? So, you know how they've done what they've done, considering all those things. You know, the Brunson thing was obviously a major loss. I've been really impressed how they've managed to make the Doncic and Kyrie thing work.
It was a big loss, obviously, Brunson, but they still got Kyrie Irving to replace that spot, basically.
Yeah.
So it's not thing. It's obviously it's Kyrie and Luka Doncic, two best players out there. My only thing in this series is that the Clippers have guys to defend both Doncic and Kyrie. You know, when this team in the Clippers was formed with Kawhi and with Paul George, even with Harden and everything, I was so, oh my God, this is going to be an amazing team. Even without Harden, I thought this team was going to be take the West by storm, and all the injuries, all the little things they had, it was so underwhelming. Mm-hmm. I can't trust them fully. I can't trust the Clippers fully. Basically, and you look at the Clippers team, they're all a lot older, so it's they're getting to that final hurrah in the playoffs, and I always think that's that can be a factor because you're going to give it all to try. But this, you look at this Clippers team, like Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Terrence Mann, PJ Tucker. I mean, they have Norman Powell's a good defender as well. Then they have Zubac. I mean, they have a lot of stuff, but it's so underwhelming how they perform. There's 51 wins for this team that doesn't seem enough.
Yeah. Because questions about Kawhi and his health is again, you know. So
of course I
think they're on the last legs. I think I've been so impressed by the Mavs. I'm going to take the Mavs to win that, even though Clippers have got home court advantage. The two recent series in recent times, Clippers have won both, I believe. So, but I'm going against that. I fancy the Mavs to win that. Again, it's likely to be a long series, but I think maybe just the quality of Kyrie and how well Doncic is playing, that I think that's going to show too.
The possible MVP, one of the MVP candidates, front runners. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I can trust the Clippers. But I always have a tough time when voting against Kawhi Leonard. That's my thing. It's voting against Kawhi is always tough to me. But I think I'm going to agree with you with the Mavericks, because Doncic he's been proven to be an amazing player in the playoffs. And I think for the first time, he has actual help with Kyrie Irving after the season, after all that shenanigans are over. So I'm picking the Mavs as well. Yeah. And I think, not going through every single game, I think the Nuggets will reach the finals again. It might be Nuggets. Well, you think Nuggets Knicks? I think it might be Nuggets Celtics, but I hope it's whoever against the Knicks, basically in the NBA Finals.
My bold prediction. You've got to make a bold prediction as well. My bold prediction is the Celtics will go out round one.
Go out in round one.
Mm.
Oh my God, that's bold.
As well as they've been playing, I never like a team that coasts into the playoffs. Do you know, like?
Yeah. I get it.
Off the gas that they're just going to get smacked in the face in round one, and they're going to be out before they even really kind of recover.
I mean, I don't think they were coasting. I mean, yeah, people were talking about they were coasting again the game against the Knicks. They weren't really. Oh, they weren't trying because the game means nothing. I mean, if the game means nothing, you don't change defensive strategies on Jalen Brunson five times in a game.
Yeah,
that means you're trying. You were just outmatched that game. That's if you try that hard. You're obviously trying. So
yeah,
I don't believe that. But yeah. I get what you're saying, but I think the Celtics are,
as I said, it's a bold prediction.
Yeah, it's a very bold prediction. I mean, a bold prediction to me.
Be in the spot.
Oh my god. Yeah, really, really put me in the spot. I don't know. It is kind of bold because everybody's expecting things, but the Bucks might lose the Pacers. Even though I picked the Bucks, I think the Bucks might lose the Pacers. And that will put a big shadow over the Damian Lillard trade.
Yep.
Big thing. And the Bucks will, if the Bucks lose here, they will not look good after the trade they made. Basically, it's
no. And yeah, I had the Bucks to win it all at the start of the season, and
yeah,
that's based on expecting Lillard and Giannis to work a hell of a lot better than they have so together. I didn't see a downside to that trade for them at the time. I thought I know they lost Drew, but I thought, yeah, that's going to be absolutely deadly, the two of those together. So it's just not really clicked in the way I thought it would.
Yeah, you made the boldest prediction of all. I mean, I was looking around. It's like, what the Nuggets being knocked in the first round as well. I don't know. The Lakers not making the playoffs is not that bold of a prediction.
Yeah.
It's the Bucks. It would make them in a. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just gonna say, who are the Nuggets? Potential
Nuggets might. The Nuggets might play the Pelicans or the Lakers.
Right. So
if it's the Pelicans, I don't know how I can see that happen, but I can see it happening with the Pelicans and not against the Lakers. I know you don't like the Pelicans.
No. It's not. But like I don't like the Pelicans. I don't really.
You don't trust them. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of in the same way as you said about the Clippers. You know, you don't know what Zion's going to turn up. You know. Again, that experience factor is not great. I agree. But then sometimes they look amazing. So, that's another potential one. Yeah, there's certainly plenty of matchups in the West that
The West is amazing again.
Yeah,
the West is amazing again, and.
I mean, to be honest, I mean, there's the whole quality around the league is generally fantastic at the moment. Yes, there's always a couple of teams like the Pistons. The Pistons do have some good young players. The Spurs have Wembanyama and probably another high pick this year. Do you know even the rubbish teams have got good futures ahead of them? Do you know? And
look at the. If you look at the Raptors, I mean the Raptors. Scottie Barnes, they got a lot of injuries at some point of the season. Yeah. They could have made the play-ins. They could be here with the play-ins with a young team as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of a mix of younger teams and older teams.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, yeah. From west to the east. I mean, there's that mix. You have young teams in the like the Magic and the Pacers out here trying to do something.
OKC,
and you have
OKC,
exactly.
You know what they're gonna do. So
OKC, I think it was surprising. I mean, that's this season. I mean, they're the second team in the NBA, like 57 wins from this Thunder team. Like, where did this come from?
Coach of the year, Mark Daniel.
He's gotta be.
No, he's got it. They've just announced it.
There was no other way, man. He had to win this. The turnaround was tremendous. Yeah. It's kind of like the Knicks going to the fourth seed from being atrocious, but this is even better.
And the thing is, they've done it without serious tanking as well, which you know, I think some people think of the OKC. A lot of their picks have come from lower down. Yes, they've got
Chet. They had some tanking.
But I don't think, Jalen Williams, you know, they came from lower down. Lou Dort.
But Holmgren was a high pick.
Chet was the big one, obviously. You know, they've not gone like Pistons' way of just ditching seasons and like the Blazers have been doing as well, you know, where they've just like been absolutely dreadful. And they've still got picks.
The only thing I hate is that Josh Giddey is having a playoff, have playoff success. Yes, fuck him. But yeah, I mean, we're finally here. 82 games. It's finally fucking over. The regular season is done.
The regular season's a slog, but it has seemed the playoffs have seemed to just suddenly.
They came out of nowhere. Yeah. They came out of nowhere. Like, hey, there's the playoffs. What? I'm not ready. Come on. But I am ready. Saturday will be the game one against to be determined. The Knicks in the playoffs as a second seed, home court advantage until the conference finals. If everything goes according to plan. With 50 wins for the first time in a decade. Guys, get freaking hyped. Alex, please, are you hyped?
I am hyped. It's just 1 a.m. Well, 12:30 at the moment. I need to go to bed.
Well, And before we were recording, Alex was just grading papers. So how hyped can you be when you're grading papers? Exactly. Or homework, sorry. We're grading homework. It's not fun. So, Alex, is anything else you want to add? Just something?
No,
just
no.
Some tips, phrase for this season? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, no. I was going to mention, he needs some praise. I'm not going to get it in this pod ever. I don't think.
Oh, come on.
The team could go 82 and Owen Rafa would be like,
could have done better. There was a few games where that rotation was not good. So thanks for listening, guys. We're done for this week. We're going to go to bed now because it's late. We started recording on a Monday and it's now Tuesday, so it's fun times. Thank you so much for listening to the episode number 79 of the Worldwide Knicks podcast. Follow us on X, talk with us, interact with us. Let's go Knicks, let's go to the playoffs, and let's beat whoever comes our way. Go Knicks!